I want to talk today on the discipline of the mind. You and I cannot live the Christian life as God intended unless you discipline your mind and the thoughts you receive. I want to just review for you what we mentioned here. Philippians 4, 6, be careful for nothing. Stop worrying. Thinking is worrying. Worrying and thinking about the problem and going over and over and over your mind. Worrying has to do with thinking that then will affect your emotions. He then said, start praying in everything by prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known unto God, which requires thinking. You must think of what you're going to pray. You must think of the request you're going to ask. And then he says, stay thankful, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You must think to be thankful. You can't just say, Lord, thank you. In order to focus your mind in everything he says by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, you must think of things to be thankful for. Because if you just say, Lord, thank you, you're missing the point. It involves the mind, the thinking. And if you and I do not get a hold of our thinking and our mind, we're not going to live the Christian life to the abundance God intended. And then the last is stay focused on good things. Notice he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, is what he said. I give you again the four ways to solve worry. Stop the worrying, start the praying, stay thankful, and stay focused on good things. He says, finally, he's sort of wrapping up his teaching on worry and probably even further in the context of Scripture, being content. And so he says, finally, think on these things. It is a command. Greek language has several times, and it uses a certain tense when it is an actual command. This is a command of God to think on good things. It's not an option. It's not something that I can just ignore. This is much of a command as the Ten Commandments are. He says to think on these things. The word means to calculate, to meditate, to consider. Some translations say to dwell on. It is not just a momentary thought when he says think on these things. It is something that you're to think and meditate and to put into your mind good things. Because if you don't, you're going to worry again. Worry is going to take over and gloominess is going to take over. You must think on good things. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. A computer is dependent on what is programmed into it. If the program is not programmed into it, it cannot have the proper output. And the same way with us, if we don't program into our mind proper, good thinking, then the output of our lives will not be the contentment and joy that God intended. The world's way of thinking is on emotion or pragmatism. The world asks the question, does it work? If it works, we don't care. We just want to use it. They use emotion. How does it make me feel? Too many people go to church to feel or find something practical for day to day when the Bible itself is practical. How you feel and whether it works is not interested in God, is not the way God intended. My feelings don't always cooperate with what I'm supposed to be doing. It is how I think. Let me give you a couple of quotes. One guy writes, what scares me is the anti-intellectual, anti-critical thinking philosophy that is spilled into the church. It tends to romanticize the faith, making the local church into an experience center. Their concept of church is that they are spiritual consumers and that the church's job is to meet their felt needs. John Stott warned of the danger of Christians living by their feelings. He says, indeed, sin has more dangerous effects on the faculty of feeling than on the faculty of thinking, because our opinions are more easily checked and regulated by revealed truth than our experiences. There's a danger of living the Christian life by what I feel. And if I'm not careful, I will. Much sin is because it comes out of feelings, anger, jealousy, depression, discouragement. All those things are feelings that oftentimes come from the way the person thinks. Jesus said many times to challenge the people to think about the things of God. I'll give you another quote. If there is a religion in the world that exalts the office of teaching, it is safe to say that it is Christianity. It has been frequently remarked that in pagan religions, the doctrinal element is at a minimum, where the chief thing is the performance of a ritual. But this is precisely where Christianity distinguishes itself from other religions. It does contain doctrine. It comes to teach people with definite positive teaching, which it claims to be truth. It bases religion on knowledge, though the knowledge is easily attainable under certain conditions. A religion divorced from earnest and lofty thought has always in the history of the church tended to be weak and unwholesome. Without the lofty thoughts of Scripture and God and the good things of God, then you cannot live as God intended you to live. And too often in many circles today, the emphasis is on feeling. People do not come to church to hear the truth. They come to church to feel something. And it's all right to feel something, but it must be based on truth. Notice what he says. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. The first is whatsoever things are true. Primarily, the Bible is true. It has no error. It is the revelation of God. The Bible says, Jesus says, thy word is true. Psalms 119 says, all your commandments are true. The Bible refers to God as the God of truth. And so part of whatsoever things are true are to think on the Bible truths. It would be good to memorize Scripture, because when worry begins to get into your brain or when gloomy thoughts begin to get in there, the best thing to do is just to simply quote Scripture and put the Scripture into your mind. Focus on that which is true. No matter what is happening, the Bible says God is working all things to my good. No matter what is happening, God always cares. He says, casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you. And the thoughts that come in and say otherwise are false. You're to focus on whatever is true. The second thing he says, whatsoever things are honest, or the word means honorable. The word means whatever is noble, dignified, and worthy of respect. It comes from a word meaning to revere or worship. We must not just think on the trivial, temporal, mundane, common, and earthly, but whatever is heavenly and so is worthy of all adoration and praise. We must think on that which is honorable, that which is high and lofty, and that which is God. We listened on Friday to a tape. We're doing a parenting seminar, if you didn't know, and we listened to a tape, and one of the first things he said was that parents should instill in their children an awe of God. And he said, if you look around everywhere, you will find God in the way our eyes work and the way we can speak and the way the muscles and the face can make all kinds of expressions. It says everywhere you look, you can see God. And how wonderful and how great and how mighty he is. You must take your mind and get it off the troubles of this world and the problems of this world and the difficulties of this world and bring your mind to think of God and his truth and those things which are honorable and high and lofty and lifted up. In heaven, God is surrounded by a myriad of angels who worship him night and day. Holy, holy, holy. No matter what is happening on earth, God remains holy, holy, holy. He is always good. God never, ever once thinks of doing anything bad. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. God is a wonderful God. And you must take your mind and you must push out the trivial and the mundane and lift up your thinking of God and how honorable he is. He goes on and says, whatsoever things are just. The word means whatsoever thing is righteous. Whatever is in perfect harmony with God's eternal, unchanging standards as revealed in Scripture. We are to think on things that are in line with the standards of God. The world mocks God's standards. They laugh at God's standards. Don't listen to them. The Bible says to think on the things that are just, which means to be righteous. God has established holy and lofty standards. Think on those things. Think on the fact that God says the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and gentleness and kindness and goodness and self-control. Think on holy standards. Television, if you watch too much of it, or even as I was talking to a young man yesterday, he said you can't even watch the commercials because there's constantly the world trying to demean and tear down standards. Well, if I were to stand up and say this in the halls of Congress, they'd run me off. But the Bible says to think on those things which are righteous. He then goes on to say, whatsoever things are pure. Pure has to do with that which is holy and morally clean and undefiled. That which is pure and holy and godly. And he says, think on those things which are lovely, which means to be sweet and gracious. Generous, patience. We're to focus on the things that the Bible says are pleasing, attractive, and are good before God. All of these things have to do with these next three words here, have to do with standards. The standards as they are, the purity that's within, the things that are lovely, the things that are lovely, beautiful. My goodness, look out there. You ought to, when you think about people, do you think about the negative things or try to find some positive things? I've begun in my prayer life, as I pray for my children, I've begun to write down every day something that I see good in them and say, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Doing it with all of you. Lord, thank you for so and so and so and so as I pray for each of you. And think of good things, lovely things. About people. And you know, there are many people who love the Lord and who serve the Lord, and they're fine people. Yes, there's a lot of sorry people. And yeah, there's some hypocrites in the church, but there's a lot of people that are not hypocrites. They have good character and good standards, and they do wonderful things for the Lord. Whatsoever things are of good report, which means what is highly regarded or well thought of by God. To think. Think about good things, God and all of his wonderful standards, wonderful things. You know, there's a lot of programs that do nothing but demean and mock and make fun of the family and God. I don't listen to that trash. I don't listen to that stuff. Bunch of junk. I tell you, there's some good programs that honor God and family. You know, I thank God just about every day for the families in our church. And I want to once again say to you families, as you go through this seminar, you may go, oh my goodness, boy, have I got a lot of work to do. Well, we all got a lot of work to do. We never arrive. I'm working on being a granddaddy. Never arrived at that. Got to work on that. But we got some good parents in our church. We got some folks who love their children. They're not perfect because they're sinners. They're going to need the grace of God just like you and I need the grace of God. Focus on the good and the wonderful and the blessings, not the critical and the mean and the awful and the negative. There's always something good. And then he says, he closes up and says, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Virtue has to do with that which is good in regard to standards. Praise has to do with that, which is also that, but also is lifting up God. One of the things that I still remember, and I mentioned before years ago, there was a professor in a school, and they said he was always positive, always thinking of good things. And they had a man come into the seminary and preach in chapel. And he was a pagan, and he just denounced the Bible and just tore everything to pieces in his message. And they wondered what he would do. And someone said, as I listened to him nearby, every time he was speaking, he would say, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. What is he doing? He said, you know what he was doing? Every time he said something, he said, amen, I don't believe that. Amen, that's not true. Amen, God's better than that. Because he looked at it rather than negatively, he said, that man won't change God, no matter how much he hates God. Ain't nobody in America will, no matter how much they hate God, no matter how much they demean God, they're not going to change God. God is always good and gracious and lovely and wonderful and high and lifted up. I say to you this morning, this is a command. Think, dwell, meditate on these things. Your mind wants to crowd in all kinds of stuff. When your mind crowds in things, it can build into you attitudes of self-righteousness or gloominess or discouragement or whatever it may be. But you have to lift up your mind to think of God and to think of his wonderful standards. I am so glad God made the family and man didn't. They're trying everything they can to destroy the family, but hallelujah, I'm so thankful God made it. I'm so thankful I'm going to have a granddaughter. You know, that's just a blessing. We were there yesterday revealing it all and opened up the box and out came all the pink balloons. A little girl. Bethany came over last night and Ronan was getting a little bedtime. And she said, he came over and kind of whined, wanted something done. And she said, say it nicely. And Ronan goes, nicely. Isn't that enjoyable? Isn't that wonderful? There are such good things in life. Oh, preacher, I know some bad things. Well, that's right. Then the Bible says pray about those things. But pray about them, leave them to God, and then think on good things. No matter how bad it is in your life, God is still sitting on the throne. He's still waiting to bring you home to heaven. He still saved you through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit still lives in you. He's still working all things to good. There are people all over the world who serve the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people all over the world in churches who serve the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not going to be on the front page of the paper. But hallelujah, there are some folks you can just say thank you, Lord. I wouldn't have been here this long if you folks were that sorry. But I can say thank you, Lord. There's some fine Christian people, and I'll fight anybody that says otherwise. Because I know. Perfect? No. But some fine Christian people. Think on those things. Here's a command. If there's any virtue, and if there's any praise, think on that. Don't go to the complain. Think on the good things and a good God. Don't let your mind be filled with the negative and the gloominess and the bad and the awful. What good are we to the world when we go out there and we join with them in complaining about life? We should go out there and say, you know what? God's been so good to me. And focus on that. Let's pray. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you for your precious word. And I pray you would encourage us all today to think on these things, the good and the wonderful, the greatness of you and the greatness of your standards and the wonderful people that we have around us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.